10 games left. Lions head coach Dan Campbell this morning, setting records left and right after a historic Sunday. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Is there any way to put what you guys were able to do, offense, defense, special teams, into perspective as to how unique and how special that performance was?
No, it's hard to say. I mean, those, you know, they don't come around often. I mean, those are, you know, it just doesn't happen all the time. But we've been a part of a few of these now, and you know, there again, that's a sign of a good team. You know, when you're on top of the details and you play as hard as we played, we played hard, man. We played violent, physical, relentless football, and we're detailed with it. That's what we're capable of. And it was good. And really, look, I said all three phases. Look, our special teams did their part. They just weren't involved that much.
Right.
Because it was, you know, we didn't have to punt at all. I felt bad for Fox. I know he, you know, he's over there. He wants to punt. He's pissed off. But anyway, it was a good day.
So then as a coach, when you, because there's always stuff to get better at, is it harder to coach after a win like that because everybody feels like they just put a great game out there? How do you keep these guys on the tracks?
No, I mean, our guys have been pretty good, man. We don't shy away from what we know it to be. And, you know, if I've got something on my mind, I'm going to say it. And you just, you know, let's call it what it is, man. You know, you have a game like that, you can't let off the gas. You know, this is the next opponent. It doesn't matter what anybody's record is, where you're at, how you feel, how they feel, where we're going. I mean, you got to lock back in again. And we know what we're capable of. But you got to understand, too, this team is like the Colts. We're getting ready to go play those guys. They're very much in that division race. You know, they're in the playoff race. I think these coaches do a hell of a job over there. I think Coach Steichen and Gus Bradley, I think they're damn good coaches. I got a lot of respect for them. And we've had a lot of crossover tape in the last couple of years. So they're going to be ready to roll. But the important thing is that we improve on our end and we continue to play good ball. And, you know, there again, you want to be playing your best football by the time you hit late December, January. And I feel like we're on our way to doing that. That's important.
It feels like throughout the course of the year that you guys have lost just a number of key pieces, and a lot of them on defense, whether it's been, you know, Derek Barnes, it obviously Hutch, and you found a way to overcome those. Now you lose Anzalone for 6 to 8 weeks. How do you replace his, not necessarily his production, I know that's going to be tough to replace, but his leadership and what he means in the locker room for this team?
Yeah, I mean, look, these aren't easy. You know, this isn't an easy one. You know, losing Alex is, you know, it's hard. And you know, you lose another one over there, and it does make it hard. But at the same token, we do have a pretty relentless group, resilient group. They understand that, you know, this is, guess what? This isn't the last thing that's going to happen to us. There's going to be other things going to pop up. We're going to hit more adversity, but our guys understand that we expect that, and it's our job to overcome it. And so look, that it's Jack has done a heck of a job for us now. Well, he's going to take over the green dot. Well, you know, this is not necessarily anything too new for him. I mean, he's held the green dot before. He's done that when Alex has been hurt. He's played plenty of snaps for us. The defense is very comfortable around him. He's a bell cow for us. He plays lights out every week. He's done that since he was a rookie. He's played relentless ball. So he's going to step in and do a great job. We got Rodrigo back. He's doing well. This is one of the reasons we got Neiman here, Ben Neiman. We got a lot of trust in him. He's played plenty of football. Smart player. You know, and then we got Zeke Turner, who we got back here. He's for special teams, but there's a place for him too. We just signed David Long. We'll see where he's at. So we've got, you know, we've got guys here that we feel like will pick up the slack and we'll move forward. And AG does a great job of game planning and getting our guys prepared for the next opponent.
Dan, can you talk us through the enviable position of being up 5, 6, 7 scores in a football game and the juggling act of when to take guys out? Like Jared Goff up 36 points in the third quarter. What's he doing in the game? What's the thought process there?
Well, you want to win the game. You know, that's number one. What you don't want to do is you get in one of those and you're up, and then you decide you're going to let off the gas and let's get the starters out, and then they mount a comeback, because it can happen. It can happen. You know, it's funny. I was watching Jacksonville versus Philly 3 weeks before that, and I don't know. It was 23-0, 22-0, and in a matter of 18 seconds, Jacksonville scored 16 points. 18 seconds in the third quarter. And so these things happen, man. And you don't know what's coming down the wire. The odds are low, but man, you got to be careful. You sure as hell don't want to be up like that and end up getting in a dogfight at the end and something bad happens. That's one. Two is you want to make sure that you end on a good note. You know, you're playing good, efficient football. The guys feel good about it. You're in a rhythm. I think it bleeds into the next week, and I think that's important. So we did that. And then the right time is to pull them out there. You know, if you're able to pull them out in the early fourth, great. And we were able to do that. But if you're asking me to pull somebody out in the third quarter, or you're asking me to pull somebody out right before the second quarter, before Anzalone gets hurt, I'm never going to do that, ever.
The rushing attack with both of those guys in the backfield, Gibbs and Montgomery, it seems like you can insert anybody behind that offensive line, and they're able to gain yards. But we had Tirico on when he was doing the Sunday night game for you guys, and he mentioned all of the best teams, there's been a resurgence in the rushing attack, and you guys are calling more runs than you even did last year. What do you think it is about, one, those teams, but also just the resurgence of the running game in the successful teams this year?
Well, I mean, it's always been part of our identity here. I mean, that's been a staple since I got here. We're going to run the football. And so I think that you know, that's what we are. But if you're just looking at what it's been between last year and this year, you know, this is really kind of a new offense. I mean, as far as the pieces that we have, the core's here. But you know, you add a guy like TP, you add Zeitler, so it's not entirely 100% totally similar to what it was last year. So you got to find your own rhythm, your own identity, and it's been good for us. You know, with Dave Montgomery running the way he runs, it's been good for this offensive line, and then the Gibbs coming on like he's been able to, it's really lean that way a little bit. And then we the pass game comes off of that. But it's just, that's one of those years where we feel like it's been good for us. You know, we hang our hat on it. We always will. But look, that doesn't mean that, who knows what happens next year. Hell, it doesn't mean that the back half of the season. We may tilt more to the passing game depending on opponent or where we're at or how we feel. And then, look, it's a copycat league. You know, if people look around and they feel like some of the better teams are running the football a lot more, what makes you want to find a way to run the football? And then, you know, use some of those, some of the schemes that other teams are doing. You know, I mean, everybody's looking at each other's stuff and trying to improve it and use it to make your team better.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell, Za'Darius Smith, how did he look in his debut in a Lions uniform to you?
Yeah, he did a good job. You know, he did a good job. Stepped in and thought he battled out there. I thought he was, a piece of the puzzle like we talked about. I thought he had a job to do, and I think he did his job. And he'll only get better the more he's around our guys and begins to really understand them and how to play with them, and they learn about him. But, you know, for the first time out to come in, I thought he did his job, and I do feel like he elevates those guys around him, just like they'll elevate him.
You've had really good play in the secondary. Brian Branch, I mean, he's been lights out. Kirby Joseph currently leads the NFL in interceptions. And, you know, like, the X's and O's and the execution is one thing, but how much of the success in the secondary is just the fact that receivers don't really want to run across the middle against this bunch?
Yeah, that has something to do with it, you know, and that's part of what we are. That's part of our identity. I mean, that's a day one deal there, you know. That's AG. I mean, you have to show that you're willing to hit and that you are a physical bunch in the secondary. And I'll say it again, we've said it all the time, if you want to be known as a physical team, you hit and you tackle. on the perimeter. You know, your corners, your DBs, and then on offense, your receivers block and they finish in the run game. That's how you know you got a physical team. That's what we have. So yeah, I think there's enough to where guys know that, you know, they got a decision to make if the ball's coming their way, because our guys are going to hit them. But that's how you play football, man. That's how we play football here. AG said that from day one. It's what I believe in. And Shea and J.O. are doing a great job of carrying that message, too, and teaching that.
Dan, it looks like you guys are the best team in football, right? Best record, odds to win the Super Bowl, point differential. So I'll ask you, where do you still need to get better?
Well, there's always things to clean up. I mean, there was things in all three units that, you know, like offensively, one of the things that came up here is, well, how do you improve on scoring every possession?
Right.
There was about three of them we could have scored five plays sooner or four plays sooner, you know, and it worked out in that game. But, you know, what if you are playing Green Bay, you're playing Minnesota, you're playing Kansas City, you're playing, but whatever it is, you're in one of these, you know, and you're having to go score for score or whatever is going on, you may not have that luxury to get another reload on it. And so that's what it is. You know, you got to clean those up. And then defensively, we had some things come up where, you know, we weren't where we were supposed to be on a few plays, and it didn't catch up to us. But, you know, I'll just bring you play Josh Allen or you play Love or you play one of these, they're going to find it, and it's going to hurt you. And it won't just be an explosive. It's going to be a touchdown. So, you know, there's always things to clean up. You know, was it good? Yeah. Was it improved? Absolutely. But we still have a little ways to go. And we can get better in all three phases. And that's the job, man. Our guys know that. You should strive to be perfect. You should strive to play a perfect game, knowing you never will. But you're always grasping for it. You're always going to try to find a way to absolutely play the perfect game.
I'm sure you have no idea what's being talked about you outside the building, but I'm also pretty sure that you know what your own guys are saying. And when I would love to know your reaction and your thoughts, your emotions, when you hear guys asked the question, hey, you guys are running up the score. And the response is, well, if you don't want us to run up the score, then play better.
Stop it, right?
Stop it.
Yeah.
You know, come out and play better. So your reaction, your thoughts, your emotions when you hear your guys talking with that much confidence?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know where all that's coming from. But yeah, we're just playing football, and we're doing our style of game the way we play. I mean, hell, we pulled our freaking guys out. I mean, early fourth quarter, you know, we're just playing ball, man. This is what we do. And I'm not playing any different, and we're not playing any different than we have since I got here. And we're an improved team. We're a better team. And we're going to play football the way we believe in football. And that's the bottom line. So we got a confident team. They freaking worked their tails off. I mean, you should have seen how they worked on Thursday and how they work during the week for all these games. I mean, they bust their ass. They believe the way you practice is the way you play. And as long as we keep doing that, we keep trying to improve and clean up our errors, we will be a tough team to beat.
He's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. We appreciate the check-in. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. Thanks. Have a good one.
It's 97.1.